Hello, this is Bishop John Lavore with a reflection for the fifth Sunday of Easter. In the book of Revelation, St. John writes, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away." John is, of course, writing about his visions of the future, when Jesus will come again at the end of time. The point of John's visions is that Jesus has arisen and is triumphant. What John sees is God dwelling with human beings in harmony and peace. As Revelation tells us, God will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. Ever since our first parents separated themselves from God, there has been division between God and human beings. But it is Jesus who, in his very person, brings back together and unites God and human beings. Jesus will recreate and make all things new and all relationships new when he comes again for the second time. Again, to quote Revelation, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away. Oftentimes, this reading from Revelation is used at funerals. Why? Because it is a reading of hope despite death. From the reading, it is clear that death does not have the final word. Jesus does. Revelation states emphatically that there will come a time when there will be no more death and when Jesus will make all things new. As St. Paul writes to the Philippians, Jesus will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body, by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. In the book of Revelation, the one who sat on the throne, that is Jesus, said, "Behold, I make all things new." This is our hope.